Proverbs for the day, January the 19th. Proverbs 19, verse 1 and verse 22. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. A mouthful. Great verses. We've been talking about this through these opening chapters, opening verses of the opening chapters of this calendar year. And here he uses the term better again. And notice in verse 22, the desire of a man is his kindness. That, of course, is connected to the things we spoke of yesterday in Proverbs 18:1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Now, integrity is one of those words that if you're not careful, someone might just make the assumption that that has to do with perfection. Well, it's not, and we know it's not. There's a couple of reasons we know it's not, especially since we are Bible believers and we take our Bible to mean what it says in the context in which it says it. And in 1 Kings chapter 9, 1 Kings 9 and verse 4, "And if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel." Now, this is said about David after the fact. If it had been said about David before what happened in 2 Samuel 11 and 12, we might be confused. But this is said of the Lord after the fact. We as Bible-believing Christians are not partial towards sin of any kind. I do think there's a great danger in some believers to become self-righteous because they have purposely categorized sin. They have purposely forgotten Galatians chapter 5, the list of the works of the flesh, that it has an entire list there. And then it says of such like about the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? In other words, every single thing is not named as the works of the flesh. Okay? But he gives us a real foundation, and it runs the gamut of inward and outward and sideways sin. So this is said of David about integrity. The poor that walketh in his integrity, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. There is a sense in which perverseness of lips is associated with, you know, certain kinds of business or doing business in certain ways. And he also says the desire of a man is his kindness, verse 22, and it says a poor man is better than a liar. This thing of integrity then has something to do with our heart, because he said David was a man after his own heart, and he said that David walked in integrity, even though we know David had to do some major leap repentant at a couple times in his life. In Proverbs 11, verse 3, it says, "The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them." So not only do we walk in our integrity, but integrity guides us. It feeds upon itself in the sense that we decide to walk with integrity. When you test metals, for example, when you test welds, you're testing the integrity of it. When they test computer programs or they test technology security, they test the integrity of it. That gives you an idea of the soundness, the strength of it, the pureness of it, the uncorruptness of it, the motive of it. See, it's one of those words that has many, many, many synonyms, but none of those synonyms by themselves define it. So once again, your King James Bible shows itself to be what it is. Proverbs 20, verse 7, "The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him." So integrity is one of those special, strong words. Integrity is not sinlessness. Integrity is not that you don't ever have to repent of something. Integrity is not that you don't ever make a mistake. But you are pretty strict with yourself. You know, one of the statements that our Lord made about old Job was that even after the Lord allowed Satan to take stuff from him, he made a statement about Job and his integrity. The Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause." It would be one thing for God to say he was a man of integrity before. But here he's poor. He's poor. This is in Job 2 verse 3. He's poor. You read on, and of course he starts losing his health. "Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die." That was a real blessing to him, I'm sure. I don't know if she was trying to be a blessing. I somehow doubt it. But she said, how are you going to keep this integrity, this soundness? Okay? And so this is one of the things that is important. David in his Psalms, if you read the Psalms often, and occasionally you ought to read it through within a month, for example, just by reading 5 Psalms a day, you can read it through in a month. And it wouldn't hurt you to do that. And I've mentioned it to you before, take the date. And so like today's 19th, do Proverbs 19, Proverbs 49, 79, 109, 139. Just add 30. The Lord has so structured it that it works that way. It's an amazing thing, this Bible. Your poetry and your music books are made for you to be familiar with almost on a daily basis, if not daily. I recommend it daily. "The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me." He's not saying, "Lord, judge me. I'm self-righteous. I'm completely..." But somebody with integrity. And let me say this. If what you think is integrity leads you to self-righteousness, you have a crack in your integrity. You have a crack in your weld. You have a crack in what you think is your soundness. And the thing that shows that is the self-righteousness. David says in Psalm 25, 21, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee." The thing about integrity is that it holds us in place. It holds us in. David says just the next Psalm, Psalm 26, 1, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide." Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. It's better, 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 better. You have to remind yourself of that. In that same psalm, for example, Psalm 26, 11, David said, "As for me, I will walk in mine integrity, redeem me, and be merciful unto me." And so David wanted to continue with God. What was the binding thing? What was the thing that guided him, that strengthened him? It was integrity. I've coupled it with verse 22, "Because the desire of a man is his kindness," what you're kindly disposed towards. If my desire is to walk in my integrity with God Almighty, it will help me in incredible ways to be absolutely sure that I walk with Him, that I maintain that integrity, that soundness, that I maintain that connection to the Lord Jesus Christ. A better is the poor that walketh in His integrity. If it costs you, if living for God means you don't succeed the way some others do, and some will and some won't. But if poor is where you find yourself, you're still better to walk in your integrity than to become perverse in your lips and be a fool in God's eyes.